Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome once again to another edition of the DHS Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. I'm even going to bypass my normal introduction. Y'all heard it 1,000 times before. With due respect, please do check out the Path to Oneness, the website itself, and the About Us page in particular about guest Tim Doyle. We're going to welcome Tim, segue right in. We're going to try to keep this 15, 20 minutes, and Tim's going to enlighten us on 10 years, and he'll correct me, I believe it's a solid 10 years, in China, the culture, and of course, the overview of why we're all here, the membership program, unique to the Path to Oneness. Tim, my friend, welcome back from way across a couple of big ponds over there in China. Welcome, and please do segue right in, Tim. Welcome aboard, and thank you so much for being here once again.
Well, Bill, thank you for allowing me to be a guest on your show. Bill, 10 years ago, May of 2014, my teachers, the Golden Ones, recommended that I move to China. And so I had two houses in China. I had to sell all my belongings and put everything I had into two suitcases, come to China. My credit card didn't work. I had some money, which I needed to use. And I came here, and everything was just guided to meet the right people and do the right things. And I located and found people that spoke a little English and helped me find a place to live here and there and so forth. And as I came into living here, people found out that I was an American and I spoke English. And so they wanted me to teach English to their children. So I did reluctantly, but they kind of begged me because I was just sitting there. If the children can't speak English and you're talking to them, it's kind of hard to convey something to them or anything. And some of the children knew a little English. So I felt kind of like not confident in teaching English. So I went on a journey and I self-taught myself to become an English teacher. What I did is I came up and developed phonics. Yeah, I got a list of things here that I did. Let's see what I had to go through. I had to come up with find out all the English rules, phonics, how to teach comprehension and pronunciation of the words, the vocabularies, the vowels, music videos, lyrics with translations, animated videos for the children and so forth. And so I even got the school books to teach them English, where they would read their school books in my home. So that started many years ago, and each year I improve a little bit on finding out what the children need to know for their English. And so I've been doing that. But that's the main thing here is life in China is really not what it's being advertised in America. The life in here in China is, well, I'll tell you what, it's the safest place in the world to live. You can walk the streets 24 hours a day without any fear of gangs or drugs or guns or anything. The streets are completely safe. The people are honest. They're truthful, especially in the open markets. In dealing in the markets, the merchants are very honest with dealing with you and so forth. I sort of have a reputation when I go to the markets where some of the vendors, if I continue to repeat my visits to them, they get to know me and understand. So the markets and the people are very honest in the markets. The markets are, the open markets are probably about the one near me, and there's many open markets in this city. The one near me is about a half a mile long. And there's probably about, oh my goodness gracious, probably about maybe 200 different vendors, maybe more, selling all types of meats and vegetables and fish and fruits and dry fruits and nuts and spices, many different spices, many different mushrooms. Where in America, you might get one mushroom or a jar of spices. They have bins of spices, 50, 60, a different variety of spices that you can choose from. All fresh. The farmers bring their goods in daily. They start about 6 o'clock in the morning, sometimes early if it's daylight. If it's daylight time, which daylight here in China, in the summer's time, the sun rises at 4:15 a.m. So they're in the market at 5. And in the wintertime, daylight's at 7 a.m., and they're a little late in the wintertime, opening up 6:30, 7 o'clock. But they get there daily, and they'll sell their merchandise from the time they open up to about 1 o'clock, and then they go home and go back to their farms. So the markets here, everything's fresh, fish, chicken, just no additives. Everything's very fresh in the market, and plenty of food too. No shortage. The people are very honest. The parents place a priority on the education of the children. The children will start learning music, dance, and another language at an early age. They start them off maybe 5, 6 years old. And they continue that until they go to high school. The students go to school about 10 hours a day with plenty of homework. The later students do with plenty of homework. And that's one of the complaints of the students is that they have too much homework. And they're up to like midnight at nighttime doing their homework, Bill, and then they have to get up at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning to get ready for the next day. They go to school 6 days a week, and it's very, and that's, you know, it's just too much homework and too much schooling. Many of the parents have two jobs, and the grandparents will take care of the children. The grandparents will live with the parents or live nearby the parents so they can assist with raising the children. Let's see, what else do we want to add on? Oh, the streets. The streets are extremely clean. They have people cleaning the streets every day. What they do is they have the people that are retired, they hired them to clean the streets. They're the older people. They're out there and they have their own little section, and each person has maybe about a half a mile they have to clean, and they clean their own section each day. That's and good. Then when it snows, they have crews, maybe about 15 people that will come along after the snow plows come through and clear the streets and plow the snow to the curb. Then a group of snow remover people will come with shovels and shovel the snow by the curb. And if it's near a tree, if there's trees or plants near the curb, they'll shovel the snow onto the trees. So when it melts in the springtime, it waters the trees. Yep. They don't use chemicals. or anything on the road, so it's just pure snow melting into the to the trees. And then they'll have these workers, if there's cars that are parked like in a parking lot, the workers will go in and clean out the snow between the parked cars. I've never seen that before. They don't have to move their cars. The workers will go in and they'll just clean between the cars so that the who's ever driving the car can easily get into their car and drive and take away. If it snows, in the city here, we don't get probably not more than 3 or 4 inches of snow at a time. And when it snows, the next day, everything is clean and ready to go. The streets are plowed during the night, and the people, the snow removal people, are out during the day cleaning out the parking lots and getting the snow off the curbs. But the parks, there's parks. They have many parks in the city, and the parks are extremely clean and groomed. They trim the trees, they cut the grass, they trim the bushes. And what they do also is they have exercise equipment every half mile in the park. So the elderlies can go there and exercise. The elderlies and the kids can go there during the daytime or nighttime and exercise. Just go there and meet the there's a lot of elderly people here. The Chinese culture, they eat, they have their own diet of fresh fruits and vegetables and meats. And the people, many, many old people that are out there exercising, these people are in their 60s and 70s. They like to walk and get out there and exercise and just socialize outside when it's warm. The streets are clean year-round. The parks are clean. Exercise equipment for the elderly and children. And the police are non-interferal. They're basically traffic police, but they only direct traffic. They don't interfere with anyone jaywalking or if a car is making a wrong turn or not respecting the right of way. They don't bother that. They allow the street cameras to monitor the behavior of the driver. So if a driver goes through a red light or speeding, the camera will catch them and they'll get a ticket in the mail and they'll have to come in and pay the ticket or else they'll lose their license. The roads are extremely, exceptionally built. When I first came here in 2014, they were working on a bridge and they were working 24/7 with the construction of the bridge. And they finished putting this bridge up in 6 months. And it's the structure on it is a tremendously built structured bridge. It's 6 lanes and it goes probably for about a quarter of a mile. And it's just a very strong, functional bridge that they put up in 6 months. They just work 24/7 when they want to do something. And there's plenty of people that are willing to work in shifts, 3 shifts, to do this. The parks are clean. The police, like I said, they're non-interferal. They don't bother you or anything like that. The roads and bridges are exceptionally built. And another thing they do, Bill, is every mountain in China, they have a road going up to the base of the mountain. And then what they'll do is they'll build stairs going to the top of the mountains so that the people, the elderly people, the children, anybody can walk to the top of these mountains and capture the view of the valleys below and the other mountain ranges and so forth. It's just China invests a lot in the welfare of their people. They really do. Now, I know there's a lot of propaganda in America, but
yep.
I've traveled to six continents, been many, many countries, and I must say that China is the safest place that I have ever lived without any fear of bodily harm or being robbed or being taken advantage of or anything like that. It just doesn't happen. It's just not something that even crosses the mind. Even the kids go out at nighttime. Eight young kids that are like 13 and 14, it's no problem for them to go down to the cinema theater at 10, 11 o'clock at night to watch a movie on the weekends. There's no threat of anyone bothering them or interfering with them or anything like that. So China is a very, very safe place. The people are very spiritual. There's no churches. There may be a church here and there, but they're not. Buddhism came to China in the year 200. And from there, the people have a reverence for Kuan Yin and the Buddha, and they use that as who they, I won't say they pray, but if they do pray, they recognize Buddha and Kuan Yin as their spiritual practice. The government doesn't want any formalized religions here. Now, I do know there's a Catholic church here, and they will allow that, but there's not many people in the congregation. Business goes 7 days a week. Everything's open up 7 days a week. Even the banks are open 7 days a week. The markets are open up 7 days a week. And if I have a problem with my cable bill, service is someone will come within an hour. I know in America, if I had problems with cable, I'd have to put on a schedule for 2 or 3 days. No, not here. If I need a cable repair, a plumber, electrician, I get one. Within a couple of hours, someone will come to take care of my problem. I don't know. There's many people out here striving to earn a living. And what it is, you can hire one person and they don't have to have a degree, an engineering degree or a certificate. If the person is qualified, they can be a plumber, electrician, air condition repairman or anything. One person can be multifaceted to do anything in a home. There's training schools and they're self-taught or self-trained or go through a training school where they qualify to work on equipment and they can fix anything. It's just you have no problem getting a repairman in your home within an hour or so if you have a problem. It's just how life should be. Just like how life should be. So I don't know if you have any questions on anything, Bill, but I'd be glad to answer anything on anything.
Real quickly, first of all, excellent dissertation. Thank you. Obviously, 10 years of being entrenched there, to see it up close, personal, touch it, taste it, feel it, all play into all the five senses. I'd ask everybody, myself including, taking a deep calming breath, my first attempt at being the frustrated comic is to tease Tim a little bit. Hey, Tim, you got a room that you could sublet and maybe my two cats, myself and my wife, Graham, could come over? I tease a little tiny bit, but I ask everybody to resonate on that right now. That's what I asked Tim to do as we've gotten to know each other, believe it or not, well over a year ago, and Tim's been on here many times and we're continuing to do so. Next time around, we're going to get a little bit deeper into the membership program. That's what this is all about. But I wanted him to clarify in all of this crazy world over here, and we don't do pink noise here. And you know what I'm talking about, and Tim's been so good to ingratiate us on that. One closing thought, Tim, for here today, and we still have plenty of time. Can you reinforce how the culture, children, all the way up to the aged over there, all the things that we do know, the appreciation that they have for the elderly, how much they hold them in high regard? And one quick footnote, with all due respect to my mom, mother-in-law, 100 years old, and by the grace of God, in 2 months, and I think she is going to have all good signs of making it, at 101, kidding around. How many centurions do you have over there that my mother-in-law might be the baby in that proverbial crowd? And I'll let you segue out, Tim, on that note. We still have 8 minutes if you want to have any closing thoughts for today. So take it away.
Well, one more thing, Bill. Let me talk about the transportation here. The drivers here are crazy.
Okay.
Some slow, some fast. We don't have a car. I'm past the age of allowed to drive. You can't drive past the age of 65.
That might be a good thing.
Can't drive.
Continue.
You can't drive. The buses, if I take a bus, it costs me 10 cents to take a bus.
Wow.
And I can almost go any place in the city with 10 cents.
Wow.
If I take a taxi, Bill, it would cost me $1.50 to take a taxi.
Cut it out.
It's just transportation. It doesn't make it worthwhile to own a car here. Because
why would you?
Obviously,
all kidding aside, why would you? What would be the need? Continue.
There isn't. And parking would be a difficult thing to do. Now,
and housing it, housing it, garaging it, maintaining it, the car, the vehicle. Why would you encompass one?
Exactly. My wife's parents live out a couple hours away, and when we go to visit her, which isn't often, we'll rent a car. And
there
it may
go.
Cost us, let's see, what would it take us to rent a car would be about... maybe $40 to rent a car for a day.
Quickly, Americans over here, as you well know, Tim knows this too. He was born and bred here. He certainly knows about USA. You can go into Hertz, Avis, whatever. You might have $40 while you walk in the door before you start to negotiate. Continue, Tim.
It's very convenient, very inexpensive. And because I'm on a retirement, it allows me, and I think this is probably one reason why my teachers guided me here, because my retirement wouldn't be much in America. I would struggle living in America on my retirement. And coming here, I can comfortably live, especially teaching English. I get to make... I help my wife with the English, and we can make a little bit to offset some of the expenses, but we're not suffering here because
awesome.
Everything is inexpensive. So it's very affordable for me to live here in China with my retired income and what I'm doing. I spend most of my time writing for the website and the membership program. And Bill, I will say that my teachers get me up at 2:30 in the morning. They'll channel their information to me. And some of the channeling information, their teachings haven't been on this planet for over 10,000 years. And so their teachings were lost in Lemuria when our solar system moved into a slower dimension reality, and it caused a cataclysmic catastrophe on the planet, island sunk, tectonic plates caused earthquakes, and so their teachings were lost. And it wasn't until 21 December 2012, when Earth moved back into a fifth dimension vibrational reality, could the Golden Ones return to Earth. And now what they're doing is they're channeling their teachings through me to share to everyone on the planet, all our brothers and sisters. Now, I don't have much of a reputation, and that's attempting what I'm doing now is putting out these recordings and teaching tools. And social media is editing my teachings because it interferes with orthodox teachings here about medicine and psychology and so forth. So that's the reason for the membership program, is that we can put it up on the website without anybody critiquing it and editing it. And it's new information right from the teachers, the golden ones, about life in this Earth Spiritual Training School. So I know memberships may not be for everyone, but if you are if you are sincere in looking for your spiritual development, there's no other place that I can think of that you're going to find the teachings that compare to the teachings of the Golden Ones.
That's awesome, Tim. And listen, you know what? We have 4 minutes left, and it's okay, and we're going to maximize it because, folks, it's so in-depth, and we proved the point today. We're going to finish up in less than 30 minutes, but I think you all are starting to have a more and more appreciation of how in-depth the information is, how contained it is. And listen, I got both my hands. We're not on camera, a little inside joke. We are going to be. Tim and I have a couple of videos under our belt. Stay tuned. We're working on that inside joke. Oh, I forget time. A couple, 3 months ago, Tim was so gracious. He did a numerology and astrological chart for me. Pisces, my birth date, all of that. I got to admit, you know, the attributes, the strengths, and so forth for Pisces overall, born on that day, so on and so forth. I'm not sure if I'm a perfectionist per se, but listen, please hear me out. We're working to perfect. I would agree that. We're working to perfect all the meticulousness of towers and cyberspace and weather satellites and all kinds of space junk that's been up there for years to coincide with whatever else might be floating around. It's all good. We're going to continue to work with videos. Tim's been more than adamantly patient. I just teased him about Job, and I'll kid around a little bit. Even Job nowadays might be saying, you know, I'll clean it up with my expletive mouth, might be saying, what is going on in the world of patience a little bit? Tim's so good in the calming effect of that. I appreciate him synopsizing the Chinese culture here today, because it's time to understand, keep the pink noise out of it. They do have mutual respect for our culture. They do aspire, obviously, to learn our language. They do have an appreciation for what our citizenry does, not the outside forces, and vice versa. That reinforces what we try to do here communally together. So down to about a minute and a half, that's about all I had to say. And Tim, I'm going to let you segue out on that thought. Just to protect the innocent in translation, go ahead and reference the website, the membership program. I'm a happy participant, by the way. I'm into, oh my goodness, like the 27th with no succession order for me. You know how I do things. But I've reviewed like 27 of the tapes, loving it. I'm in the second or third time within those. I just did a thing about Lucifer, which Tim and I have talked about. He might not even know about the most recent one. There is a 13-hour time difference. So, Tim, I'm done. You have a full minute. Fill in whatever, and I'll let you segue out on that, and I'll talk to yourself on the backside of this. Take it away, Tim, with a minute to do so.
Well, Bill, let me just leave with one thought, that China has never started a war. They are not power hungry. They don't interfere with any other country or anything like that. If they deal with another country, they deal with trade agreements, but not militarily towards any other country. So with that, I have to, once a year, I have to renew my visa. They're very polite to me. The government people are very polite to me and respectfully when I go and renew my visa. I have to report to the police department with my new visa and each year. and they don't bother me. I have a very peaceful life here in China, not being bothered by the government or the police. So with that, and China does not start wars, regardless of what the United States propaganda is telling the American people, that they have to fear the China. They have never started a war in their history, 5,000-year history. So with that, Phil, I will say God bless everybody, and I would like encourage anyone to join the membership program. There's more value than what you're paying for the membership fee. And with that, namaste and have a good evening, Bill.
Same to yourself. We got to cut it short, folks. I'll see y'all tomorrow. God bless y'all. Bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Peace, everybody. Thank you.